Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 778 days, Ukraine stands strong against the forces of the Russian invasion. As a result of a massive missile strike, Ukrainian energy operator Ukrenergo informed that its substations and generation facilities were damaged in Odessa, Zaporizhia, Lviv, Kharkiv and Kyiv regions, reports Ukrainska Pravda. In particular, in the Kyiv region, Tripilska thermal power plant was completely destroyed, reports Interfax Ukraine. All the workers who were on shift during the shelling are alive. As a result of the hits, there was a large-scale fire in the turbine area. Power plant in the Kharkiv region was heavily damaged as well. For a while, the city was without the electricity, but later supply was restored. At the same time, local authorities pointed out that without effective air defense, everything will be destroyed again. Later in the day, Russian troops carried out an airstrike with guided aerial bombs on the Sumy thermal power plant. Ukrenergo emphasized that the attack caused significant damage to Ukrainian power plants. This year, this is already the third mass attack on the Ukrainian generation. The authorities urged Ukrainians to reduce evening electricity consumption. Meanwhile, Lithuania announced that it will transfer to Ukraine equipment for the restoration of damaged energy infrastructure from the Vilnius thermal power plant and part of the equipment from the Ignalina nuclear power plant. The US Institute for the Study of War informs that Russian strikes have forced Ukraine to make difficult decisions between providing air defense coverage to large population centers in the rear and active areas on the front line, reports Radio Liberty. Russia appears to be exploiting Ukraine's degraded air defense umbrella in an attempt to collapse Ukraine's energy grid and constrain Ukraine's defense industrial capacity. At the same time, Russian ground forces take advantage of their ability to use airstrikes on Ukrainian frontline positions to make slow but steady gains. The Institute continues to assess that sparse and inconsistent air defense coverage along the front has likely facilitated Russia's intensification of guided and unguided glide bomb strikes, which Russian forces used to tactical effect in their seizure of Avdiivka in mid-February 2024. And which Russian forces appear to be using again during their current offensive operations near Chasiv Yar in the Donetsk region. Yesterday, the US ambassador to Ukraine, Bridget Brink, informed that the US and Ukraine signed an agreement to provide Ukraine with $138 million in critical air defense system upgrades. According to her, this funding will help keep Ukraine's air defense operating in the face of Russia's relentless attacks on the energy grid and the Ukrainian people. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Yesterday, the Ukrainian parliament, after months of work, adopted the new law on mobilization, military registration and military service, reports BBC News Ukraine. The law is mainly aimed at registering all conscripts and updating their data. This will simplify the mobilization process for the authorities, as conscription offices will have up-to-date information on potential recruits. Citizens should apply to conscription offices themselves to obtain military registration documents and not employees catch them on the streets, as often happens now. Men between the ages of 18 and 60 are required to update their information within 60 days at the conscription offices, the Center for Providing Administrative Services, or in the conscript's electronic cabinet. Also, men must have and carry military registration documents with them and present them at the request of the police or employees of the conscription offices. Without these documents, Ukrainians abroad will not be able to receive a passport or consular services. Local government bodies are obliged to facilitate mobilization. The law introduces basic military training for citizens. It will last 5 months. It can be completed while studying at a university or in training centers of the armed forces. Such training will begin on September 1, 2025. The conscription offices will be able to apply to the police with a request to detain a person who refused to arrive upon receiving a conscription notice. Conscription office sends the citizen a registered letter with a request to come. Such a letter is considered delivered, even if the person did not physically receive it. If after that the person does not voluntarily appear at the conscription office within 10 calendar days, The military officer has the right to apply to the court with a demand to deprive the conscription evader of his driver's license. The norm on the demobilization of the military after 36 months of service, which was in the first version of the bill, was excluded from the document at the last moment due to the request from the Defense Ministry. The ministry promised to submit a separate bill on this issue later. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.